where our Union was saved by the immortal heroes at Gettysburg. Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was, the Battle of Gettysburg. What an unbelievable, I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways. It represented such a big portion of the success of this country. Gettysburg, wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to look and to watch. And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that? No longer in favor. Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill. They were fighting uphill. He said, wow, that was a big mistake. He lost his great general. And they were fighting. Never fight uphill, me boys. But it was too late.
William, I am so pleased to see you this evening. It's evening down here. It's it must be Saturday morning up there.
I know. Well, I'm sorry. I was just crying because that was so beautiful. What we just heard. This was so beautiful.
What is
the Gettysburg? He's just incredible.
Oh yes, and it started off crossing the Delaware.
Oh, did
the Delaware, George Washington, like. It was so beautiful. It was so beautiful.
It was beautiful. I just swear to God. It was so beautiful.
And like Benjamin Franklin said, I cannot tell a lie. It was so beautiful. And then Gettysburg. I go to Gettysburg.
I walk around. There are hotels.
I'd like to announce, ladies and gentlemen, my complete Trump collection of historical videos. They're all there. Gettysburg, wow. And of course, Iwo Jima, neat.
Fight uphill, me boys.
Battle of the Bulge, groovy. That was one
He's
of my...
He's never won that, yeah.
Yes. Gettysburg,
oh,
wow.
Fuck, Bill, that guy, I can't... You listen to him.
Gettysburg, wow.
What a battle.
He had the top 10 battles. I think I can dance to this.
I don't like generals that lose, but Stonewall Jackson, yeah.
You know, Randy, we keep doing this show, and I keep sitting there going, it just gets more moronic every day. It does.
You know, I feel unless I had an ankle monitor, I'm not never going to really be in touch with his support group, you know?
I don't know. What the fuck?
What can we do?
Seriously, we do? I mean. You know, I was sitting there, I watched it, and I couldn't believe it was coming out of his mouth because, as we said in the last show, he's losing it, man. He's really losing it. He's really losing it because we've been watching the trial, Randy, and since he got to get through Gettysburg, he's been sitting in a courtroom. And I'm sure that everybody, including, have you been watching the court thing? Have you been watching that?
Can't bring myself to do it. I'm sorry.
Oh, you got it. Come on, man.
I've been watching Stormy Daniels porn instead.
She's good. She's good. She's really good. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we, of course, have arrived right now at the time in which we're talking about the trial of the century, ladies and gentlemen, of course, of Donald J. Julius Caesar Trump. Well, why
Donald
can't
J.
you
Trump.
Gotta watch this? You gotta watch this, yeah. Because if only because that this is what I'm sitting there watching it with glee. I'm enjoying myself. What's wrong with you?
But the point, the sad thing is, maybe it's ironic, he's not being tried on anything important. He's being tried on a triviality.
Well, that's
bribed a pornographic actress not to talk about their assignation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Malaria was in bed, still with a sore front bottom from delivering Baron, and he just needed to go off and.
And so and has Wild
so
Oats.
So is Wild Oats, and that's what this is all about.
Yeah, I know, but you know they got Capone on tax evasion. You know, that's it. They got Capone on tax evasion. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's about time. Let's get into it, Randy, because you got a lot of stuff, and I got a lot of stuff.
Let's do the news. The news is always
the news.
Good.
Okay, good idea. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for the Bill Show News. Give me the news theme. Fix it in post, orchestra. Thank you.
Get
out of that pup tent. Come on. You know you love it.
Are they still playing Doctor in there? Have they worked it out yet?
Doctor's in the pup tent. You know, we've been around for 10 years, and we have, of course, special guests.
13 years, William.
13 years. And, of course, you know, we were talking about one of our dear friends, Reverend Pastor
David James Manning.
David James Manning, who...
He's still around. He's still crazy. He still talks to us.
We're going to be talking to him a little bit later on today. But first, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the news. It is the trial of the century, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, it is the first time a sitting president of the United States has had to sit on in trial for charges, you know, for like a criminal. Which he is.
Like
a criminal. And boy, I'll tell you, they were all. Trump was sitting there before. I remember in Gettysburg, one of the things he said, I want a whole lot of people out there to protest this terrible, 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 terrible thing that's happening to me. I am going to court for you. And even among supporters so loyal that were drawn to the event, publicized a rally for President Trump. It was supposed to be organized by the New York Republican Club on the first day, and the endless litany of Trump's legal proceedings seemed to be wearing thin, though. More than 2 hours after the rally scheduled to begin, demonstrators were still heavily outnumbered by hundreds of other members of the news media from as far away as Germany. So the reporters literally on the first day of this trial outnumbering the demonstrators.
And some guy set himself on fire.
I heard that. Now, that's what's going crazy is that they're basically allowing Trump and they're allowing this scumbag, Jesse Waters, over at Fox News, who should be sued immediately. Just absolutely. Why isn't there another lawsuit against Fox? Fox is literally stirring that pot. And what they're doing is just criminal. It's just criminal. I was sitting there thinking about it the other day that these people, these poor people in this jury, are being held. They're in fear for their lives because anyone, you know. And let me tell you about that guy who lit himself.
One of them has already quit.
I'm telling you something about the guy that lit himself on fire. Evidently, he was one of these conspiracy loony birds. And I want to say something, Randy, that I'm sure will get a lot of people pissed off. It probably will. But I'm going to say it anyway. I know it's awful that someone, you know, burnt themselves. But we're not losing a cancer cure. You know, you're all going to sit there and say, oh, Bill, that's cold. That's terrible.
That's cold.
But I'm figuring they had a lot of conspiracy videos and a lot of his stuff like that. And I view it really as one less podcaster in the world. I'm moving up on that list of popular podcasts because this guy, you know, had a podcast. You know he did. You know he was. You know, and he's talking about chemtrails and shit like that. So, all I can say is we're one up on the top 40 there, Randy.
Well, you're right. We didn't lose a cancer cure. We didn't lose a Nobel Prize.
Yeah, that's right. The next space shuttle mission will go up. You know, I mean, I am saying
no, they won't
go up. You know,
there
that's
are no
so
more
bad.
Space shuttle missions. Anyway,
space shuttle mission. Okay, I'll get back to it's so terrible what there, I just said.
It wasn't like it was a setup. They had like dozens of fire extinguishers all ready to go.
They had ready to go, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but evidently he's in the hospital and yeah, there's a conspiracy. I don't know. Hey, you know, I just went straight back to Bill Hicks. I was saying, hey, the fucking world got lighter. You know, it's one less fuckwit that I'm going to have to deal with.
Maybe it's there were people there warming their hands, you know. It gets chilly in New York in April. It gets chilly in April.
It gets chilly in April. Let's get back to Don Snorleone.
Sorry, Bill. That was sick.
That's terrible. Isn't it terrible what we said? Oh.
Oh, the smell of crackling.
Just stop.
Was he chubby?
I think we just broken it crackling. You just.
Oh, William.
Oh, God. This is hate radio. No, I don't hate him.
I just
think he's a fucking idiot. I'm sorry. I don't hate him. All right.
I didn't wish that he did this.
It's inevitable that a bunch of these screwheads are going to do this shit. And I'm glad they do it to themselves rather than everybody else, which is what they usually fucking do. Hey.
With a gun, yeah.
With a gun or fertilizer to some building, you know. Better that they, you know, get their shit out
no,
the way.
Oh, no, but don't do the Oklahoma thing.
Listen, the day that Donald Trump and his lawyers, we'll get back to this story there, Randy. The day that Donald Trump and his lawyers have tried to delay has finally arrived. The start of his criminal trial over allegedly falsifying records about payments to Stormy Daniel before the 2016 election. By the way, you know that Donnie is not being thrown in jail for, you know, having an affair with Stormy Daniels. That's all right.
No.
You know what he tried to do? He tried to deduct the payoff money is a business expense.
Of course. That's the right thing to do.
He tried to chintz the IRS.
Yes.
And that's why he got caught. He's such a scumbag. Who deducts payments to a hooker? I mean, couldn't that be something that you could just wear? Not Donnie. No, no.
It's an entertainment expense. Yeah.
Yeah, what a full tax deduction for my ejaculation. Yeah, all right. So if you need to catch up, here's everything you need to know about the Trump's hush money case as the trial begins. He's just there for falsifying records. Unfortunately, there are 34 different charges, and all of them are felonies. Since it's a criminal trial, Trump is required to be there, barring any special permission to leave. And apparently, the former president may not have gotten a good night's sleep beforehand, because during the pretrial motions earlier, and before the jury selection of Trump's historical criminal case, Trump was so tired that he appeared to nod off a few times, his mouth going slack and his head drooping onto his chest, according to the New York Times. It very much looks
like Trump. How did he get down there? He couldn't get his hand to his chest and it fit.
But then something beautiful happened, because as we got forward from the pretrial hearings into the actual trial, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, the 45th president of the United States started to fucking fart. And I'm not talking about those little farts where you go, I don't know, maybe there's a little cheese out there or something. You know, and I'm not talking about the little ones. I'm not talking about the wee ones that your wife makes. I'm talking about those real fucking lung tears. The stuff that takes the paint off the walls. You know, the one that you need a hazmat suit for. Like
in England, they call them beefers.
Beefers, really? I mean, Donnie's snoring, right? And then he's letting loose. You know, with, nuclear bombs in his pants. And the fucking paint's peeling off the walls, according to some of these reporters. But one of the things people were really concerned about, ladies and gentlemen, was the fact that Donald Trump can't manage to string together like 15 minutes straight in court without falling asleep and farting like some person in a nursing home be a red flag for anybody who wants to elect him president of the United States? And it occurred to us here at the Bill Show, you know what he needs? Can I have some music, please? Okay, thank you.
What does he need?
And this is where it comes in. He said, you know what he needs? Is your sleep apnea rendering you only partially conscious? Are you having a hard time staying awake during felony trials? Are you up at 3 a.m. in the morning tweeting your ass off like a 14-year-old girl with mood swings who's just in mood swings and behaving like you just ingested 40 gallons of Red Bull? Well, you know, and are you farting? Like a lot. Can I have a fart, please? Thank you. Yeah, that one. Yeah. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you need the Bidenmatic sleep system. It's a bed shaped like a choo-choo that whisks you up to dream time. Yay, with conductor Little Joe. After 8 hours of the Bidenmatic choo-choo bed, you're ready to, I don't know, shoot down Iranian cruise missiles and still have the stamina to beat Bernie Sanders at a game of 101 basketball. As Robert F. Kennedy once said, the Biden sleep system. Should I do the throat cancer voice that he has? The Biden sleep system is my ticket to dreamland. It's so much better than when I used to get to sleep back in the glory days before I took acid and thought I could be president. But there's only so much heroin you can take. I mean, even if you're a Kennedy and your dealer has to say, yeah, you've had enough, and then they drive you to some mid-price hotel on Cape Cod to sleep it off. Have I mentioned that I'm running for president? That'd be the ad that I would make, Randy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, stop the music.
And he's an anti-vaxxer, yeah.
Stop the music. Okay, yeah, that's the state we have right now. I don't know, man. I think that this is I think he's coming apart. What do you think, Randy?
Donald Trump is coming apart
at the scene.
If you look closely, you'll see the marble behind his eyes roll from one side of his head to the other side of his head.
Yeah.
It's the only marble he's got left.
It's going, man. It is really going. I'm looking at him in the courtroom, and I'm going, you know, the fact that he has the support he has always amazed me, but even more now. I just don't believe it. So,
well, watch the Pennsylvania speech.
The Pennsylvania speech is just amazing. It's worse than usual.
1 hour. He kept it up for one hour.
1 hour. These are like stream of consciousness, like you're visiting a nursing home. You know, it really is.
It was
nuts.
Beautiful. It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh, so many people died. It was beautiful.
So many people
died. It made America.
You know what Jimmy Kimmel said? It was like, that reminds me of a person who didn't do their book report. And I'm just like, I'm in front of the class, just bullshitting away, you know.
Oh, anyway. Don and Ted's Excellent Adventures with Socrates. Yeah. And all of the
it's crazy. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, there was a lot more to do in America for the Republicans. I know if this happened while we've been away. For those that doubt that the modern Republican Party is the mutant afterbirth from a pack of brain dead loonies, let's take a fleeting look at the current abortion legislation okayed by Arizona's prehistoric grand old party, who seems to have replaced effective birth control legislation with the equivalent of running pregnant women out of town, finding a tree, and reenacting the last reel of the Oxbow incident and hanging them high.
We've
been sitting there talking a little bit about the Arizona thing, and I thought, well, you know, I got time on my hands. Let's take a research assignment into this Arizona law from the 1860s. And this is what I found out, Randy. As Union and Confederate armies clashed in a bloody fourth year of the Civil War, President Lincoln, could I have the Civil War music? Could I get that? All right, yeah. Now, thank you very much. That's good. President Lincoln tasked one man. Now, I got the music behind me. I got the Civil War music.
Okay.
Right. President Abraham Lincoln tasked one man to create the legal code for Arizona almost 50 years before the territory became a state. And his name was New York Judge William Thompson Howell. He wrote 500 pages that spanned provisions on dueling. This is the law now. Dueling. Accidental homicides by axe.
Ooh, accidental.
And the age of consent that would govern the newly formed territory of fewer than 7,000 people.
12 was the age of consent, wasn't it?
Yeah, but tucked in within the howl, you're stealing my thunder, but tucked within the howl cold just after the section on duels was an abortion law criminalizing the administration of any medical substance that had the intention to procedure of the miscarriage of any woman then being with child. Meaning that William Claude Jones, who presided over the first Arizona territorial legislature in 1864, this guy, we learned a little bit about him. He was described by a biographer as a pursuer of nubile females.
Ooh.
Nubile. And had throughout his life married a 12-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 14-year-old, according to the 1990 biography in the Journal of Arizona History. Yes,
at the same time?
That's right. He turned Arizona into Epstein land.
At the same time?
I don't know. Maybe he married him at the same time. I don't know. This is the guy who wrote the abortion law in Arizona. That was 160 years ago. Last week, that same 1864 provision was resurrected by the Arizona Supreme Court. Well, not to be outdone, on the same week that this happened, and I'm not kidding, Randy, this is on the same week that happened, Louisiana lawmakers voted to remove lunch breaks for child workers and cut unemployment benefits. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's been a very productive week here at Evil Incorporated. Can I have a cheer from the kids?
Thanks, kids.
The House committee approved a bill, along with others, to reduce unemployment benefits and co-workers for compensation wages. A Louisiana House committee voted Thursday to repeal a law requiring employers to give child workers lunch breaks and cut unemployment benefits. Part of the push by, guess who? Republicans, to remove constraints on employers and reduce aid for injured and unemployed workers. Wow, how do you make that into a bumper sticker? That's such a wonderful policy to sell.
Thank God I'm an atheist. Yeah. That's my bumper.
A third bill was approved, would change how workers' compensation wages were calculated in ways that could reduce benefits received by some injured laborers. So that's Louisiana. What's going on with the South, Randy? Why do they hate people so much? This is another one from Florida. Okay, this was like last month. Okay, here's one. Listen to this one. DeSantis signs Florida bill blocking local heat safety rules for workers. Failed presidential candidate and asshole Ron DeSantis signed a bill late last week barring Florida localities from requiring employers to provide outdoor workers with access to water, rest, and shade. I'm not kidding you. Seriously. Outraging workplace safety advocates said the law could kill people. Backed by the agricultural and construction industries, the controversial legislation in what's known as the preemption law. It forbids cities and counties from pursuing their own ordinances on the particular subject, in this case, protections from extreme heat. The preemption law bill recently passed the Republican-controlled State House and Senate, along with a similar measure that prevents jurisdictions from requiring employers to pay livable wages on government-funded projects.
Well, heaven forbid, yeah, living wage.
I am constantly in amazement, Randy. How do these people get elected? How do you get elected when you have a platform that advocates that people just fucking die? How is that ever going to ever be attractive? I don't understand. So then I got depressed and I stopped. There was another news story I was going to read, but it's just too fucking depressing.
No, I want to hear it. I'm feeling too up.
You want to hear the other one?
I'm feeling too bubbly, yeah.
Oh, God. Hey, here's a rhetorical question, ladies and gentlemen. Do you plan on protesting some general injustice, like not being able to have water or shade and you die? And happen to live in Texas, Louisiana, or Mississippi? Or some other time-warped shithole that has decided to take its women and minorities back to the 1860s? unless you have serious insurance, I'd heavily encourage you to give it a second thought before you protest anything. The shield that is the First Amendment just may have had a major dent put in it. The U.S. Supreme Court last Monday allowed a Black Lives Matter activist to be sued by a Louisiana police officer injured during a protest. It opens a new tab in the 2016 in a case that could make it riskier to engage in public demonstrations, which are the hallmark of an American democracy. In declining to hear DeRay Mackelson's appeal, the justices left in place a lower court decision reviving a lawsuit by the Baton Rouge police officer John Ford, who accused the Black Lives Matter person who organized the demonstration of negligence after being struck by a rock during the protest, sparked by a fatal police shooting of a black man named Alton Strong. So that's right. Let's say you organize a protest against, enslaving women by taking away their rights, or protesting the well-armed local police force that gets its jollies enforcing the law by killing a black guy, or a kid, or some poor bastard that gets shot 100 times in the back because he, has a pack of Skittles or a wallet or nothing at all. Suppose someone hurts someone during that peaceful demonstration you've organized. Just also suppose that someone is from the racist Proud Boys or Oath Keepers or whatever, and they just showed up at the demonstration and threw a rock. Guess who gets sued? You do. You could lose your house. You could lose everything. Because whatever any one of those people do, no matter who shows up to your demonstration, if they do something violent, it's your ass. Now, why do you think they're doing this now? Randy, any idea?
I'd like to put a knee in the back of that policeman's neck for 16 minutes.
Yes, I know.
And then see how he likes that.
Well, no. But what's happening is that, look, man, if Trump gets elected, it's going to be a lot of, demonstrations. Do you find it interesting that the Supreme Court is setting this up now? I'm telling you, man.
So if you organize a demonstration, no matter what the subject is, if somebody gets hurt during that demonstration, you're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. You're fucked. You're not going to organize a demonstration. Somebody just shows up and does something terrible, your ass is grass.
And you think the Proud Boys will do that sort of thing on purpose?
Oh, I think that they definitely would do something like that on purpose. The Supreme Court is setting this up. The conservative Supreme Court of the United States is setting this up to take away your right to demonstrate. This is a plot to take away your rights. And you have Clarence Thomas and a bunch of complete and utterly corrupt Supreme Court justices that are voting to reconsider this. Because if they interpret this the way that they want to, your rights are going to be really compromised. Really compromised. And that's intentional. There's a conspiracy. No, I can read. And I know what's coming. Okay? You know what's coming, folks. Because if this guy does get in power, then this is there to use. This is there to use.
He can't.
Well, can he get back into power? Hey, listen, man.
You're scaring me, Bill.
I'm feeling the fact that I feel very true that things have gotten better. I think people are starting to listen. I think people are starting to realize what a complete fuck up this. But I also know that there are a lot of variables. I know this. I know that the Saudis have basically raised the cost of oil to the entire world, by the way, and they've done this to coincide with the American election. They've done this on purpose. They want Donald Trump to be president of the United States. And if
the
oil
Saudis?
Prices, yeah, of course they do. Of course they do. There are two people that have their hooks. There are two foreign powers that have their hooks into Donald Trump big time. The Saudis and Putin.
And the Soviets, yeah.
And the Soviets, or the Russians. And the Russians are going, they're not even, you know, they're not even covering it anymore, you know. You have people in the Congress that are literally spouting right-wing talking points. And, you know, we have yet to find out what the real quid pro quo was for Trump trying to skull fuck the Ukrainians. And thank God that that may not go through. But that was, man, that's a quid pro quo. All right? So why is the Republican Party anti-Ukrainian? What's that about? Never happened before. It happened when basically Trump directed them to. Why did Trump direct them? Because he's owned by Putin. So these guys are really affecting what's happening outside in the environment in which we're having the election. So when you say he can't get elected, I don't know. There are a lot of powers out there and a lot of money that are devoted to keeping him a viable candidate no matter what happens.
Even if he dies?
Oh, well, we wouldn't want that to happen, Randy.
That'd no, I mean, like, will they prop him up? Will they?
Yeah, it'll be Weekend at Bernie's.
There are people that say Joe Biden has actually passed away and is being played by James Woods in a studio in Northern California. Now, you think I'm don't? I'll play That's it true. For you. I'll play it for you.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure you will. Well, listen, those are the only things that I wanted to bring to light during the news today. I'm sorry if I depressed
I'm so everybody. Depressed now, Bill. I'm sorry.
I just want to kill myself. Yeah, really, seriously. But
no, don't do that. I won't.
You know, I won't. Listen, you've got a few stories that you wanted to share. And
yeah, I do. And some funny bits.
And some funny bits. Thank God. It is, what show are we up to?
3:15.
But here's what Randy's been working on. So we'll leave you that, and we'll be back with more stuff in just 1 minute.
Pretty soon, you penis heads are going to have to figure out what to do with the rest of your lives, because I'm going to lose the election and I'll be a convicted felon serving a prison sentence. And you crackpot MAGA jerkoffs are going to have to figure out what you're going to do. What are you going to do with all those ridiculous MAGA hats? And what are you going to do with all those stupid Trump flags with angry slogans like fuck your feelings and no more bullshit? All that crap you bought over the years is going to be totally useless. I won't be running for anything because I'll be in prison. There won't be any more white trash rallies, and there won't be any psycho angry posts on True Social. I'll be too busy giving head to my cellmate, and I won't even have a phone anyway, so you'll never even hear my annoying voice anymore. There won't be any internet videos, no more courtroom bullshit, no more Fox News and Newsmax interviews, no more anything. I'll be gone away. The media won't have any more Looney Tunes shit to cover. It's going to be 100% radio silence from me. So what's your plan? Has it even crossed your withered mind what the fuck you're going to do when I'm locked away in a prison cell? Out of sight and out of mind. No media coverage except maybe documentaries about what a criminal fuck up I was. So you MAGAtards need to ask yourself a simple question. What are you going to do? You've wrapped your entire identity up in a moronic con man cult leader whose impossibly stupid life story will end in a matter of months in a predictably pathetic way. Total disgrace and a lifelong prison term. So what are you going to do?
John Kennedy was a profile in courage. Robert Kennedy spoke to our better angels. Tragic leaders who were the best of America.
Ask what you can do for your country.
Robert Kennedy Jr. is a different kind of tragedy. A longtime heroin addict, Kennedy's an anti-vaxxer extremist who thinks all vaccines are dangerous.
There's no vaccine that is, you know, safe and effective.
No vaccines? Bring back polio. Measles, whooping cough.
COVID 19, there's some arguments that it is ethnically targeted.
Ethnically targeted? That's racist and crazy. If you believe COVID was a conspiracy, if you're an anti-vaxxer, RFK Jr. is your guy.
There's no vaccine that is, you know, safe and effective.
RFK Jr., a right-wing nut.
Gentlemen, it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times, because it's time once again for Randy's Rant.
And it's rant time, Randy. there he goes.
Before winter, I thought I'd better get in one more...
One more dance.
One
of your.
Because you often say, "Shall we dance?" When you ask whether we want to do a show.
Yeah.
And that's the only dance I know is the tassels in concentric circles.
We are really,
the most visual.
I want to clarify something. We're really strange people, you know. You know, I mean, you know, 300 episodes of, you know, a podcast, you're not making any money at it. You know, you're just talking to your friend and having a drink and watching the world end, you know, and you do it for like 10 years. You'd be pretty fucking sick in your head, really.
We're pretty sick in our head. AI Trump says the Bill and Randy show, they don't make any money. They're suckers.
Yeah, we are. We're suckers.
Yeah. Okay. Suckers. Now, I just wanted that Robert Kennedy Jr., the Lincoln Project. Yeah. I don't think those guys like him.
I don't think they like him. That's what I said, man. If you want a real, an ad that'll kick you in the balls, get the Republicans to do it, man.
Yeah.
They have come up with some of the most lethally disgusting personal ads on their side of politics for so long. So I am confident in their abilities to aim for the scrotum, and they do it very well.
Oh, and also electric shock therapy to the nipples as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yowza. Okay, now, before I get into my main topic,
yeah,
is so depressing, it's humorous.
Okay.
As you know, I just wanted to mention, Donald Trump is getting really upset because they've gagged him.
I know.
And he's coming out and saying, look, you know, they're infringing my First Amendment rights to free speech. No, Donald, they're not.
No, they're not.
They are. Anybody who talks about a court case that is actually before a judge it's not about free speech. You're actually in contempt of court.
Yes.
Now, he
more than a few times, by the way. You know, I mean, Jesus Christ, you know, I mean, what does a white man have to do to, you know, get arrested in America? I mean, it's amazing that this guy isn't actually in a lockup, but he's saying things like
he's going against the judge's daughter because she works.
Oh no, he is literally inciting his followers.
She's getting hate calls from his followers.
Absolutely. This is all technique. This is what he does.
Oh, it's Hitler stuff. It's Hitler stuff.
Yeah, it definitely is.
The brown shirts are coming around, or are they the Trump shirts? It are coming around to these people. One juror has actually resigned, saying, look, I've been identified. I can't take it. And she left.
I know. Listen, I don't know how it is there, guys, because as you know, we're an expat podcast, but we watch the news from America all the time. And this is what we're getting. Is it that bad? Because, oh, man, it seems shit.
Pretty shit.
It's amazing shit going down there. Yeah. And we're confused. Please explain it to us.
And the thing is, it's the least of his 93 indictments that he's being tried on.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be the one that stinks the most and sticks the most.
Well, it's going to be stormy, you know.
Stormy weather, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know why there's no clouds up in the sky.
All right. What do you have for us?
Okay, here's my rant. And this is really rant. Now, I recently characterized a modern Christian nationalist male as one who saw women chained to the stove and perpetually pregnant with blonde cheerleader looks, four kids under four, and counting. And I think I was aiming too high because I've come across Christian nationalist pastor Joel Webbin.
He's a
Baptist minister who's gaining nationwide notoriety, especially MGT, as a prime example of how Christian nationalism will go. He started off in California, surprisingly, but he said, "I had to leave that place because it was so evil." So he went to Texas, which I think is...
Which, of
is
course. The,
is so evil.
Texas, now there. There's anyway, a righteous state.
Yeah, how many, so righteous.
When they're not executing people or, you know, forcing women to die during an abortion, they're a jolly good place to hang around in.
Yeah. Now, Joel Webbin caught my attention because a meme appeared which said, and I quote, "Joel Webbin says he won't allow his wife to read a book without his permission."
Okay.
Now, I thought, I can't believe that. I mean, like, that's straight out of the pages of The Handmaid's Tale, or worse.
That is The Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale on steroids. Anyway,
yes.
I decided to scrape off a bit of the veneer.
Okay.
And see if I could find out more about Joel Webbin. Joel Webbin, I just put him into my search engine, and my computer nearly exploded. Maybe that was the problem I was having. Okay. Joel Webbin is widely known. Now, get this. Can you understand this? He's a post-millennial theonomist and Christian nationalist. Now, I understand Christian nationalist, but I don't know what a post-millennial theonomist is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, he's the pastor of the Covenant Bible Church in Georgetown, Texas, and the leader of the Right Response Ministries, a large organization behind Christian nationalism, the Right Response. Now, he's the pastor. He is big on social media, on what is called the Evangelical Dark Web, the EDW.
Oh, dear.
Theologically sound and culturally relevant is their motto. I thought the dark web was like where you went for atomic bomb designs and things.
I didn't know
you went there for things.
According
like
to Mission Impossible, I think that's true.
Yeah. Now,
but you know,
yeah,
it was a good movie.
This guy, he's got a very carefully trimmed beard. He's got the blonde, blue-eyed wife, four kids under four, just like I mentioned.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of the white middle-class version of our friend from Harlem.
Okay.
James David Manning. Now, I'd like you to hear him speaking on another matter.
Okay.
Which I think will absolutely curl the cuticles of all women who are proud of their hard-won rights.
Okay, so this guy is a Fruit Loop, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I don't know. He sounds very...
He's a Fruit Loop.
Very smart. He has a lot of people who believe him. A lot of people who believe him, the brown shirts.
Okay.
Now, just when women are getting equal pay for equal work and things like that, this guy comes along.
Yeah.
You can't read a book unless I've read it first. And also his opinion on this fact. Bill, press the button, Max.
Okay. All right. Here it is. What's his name again?
Joel Webbin.
Joel Webbin from Texas. And he's got a few things he wants to share with you. Here's Joel.
I'm wondering what you think about women having the right to vote. Yeah, I've said this before, so I don't mind saying it again. No, I don't think women should vote. I think that women's suffrage has done more for women's suffering. One is Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a sinner. Right? Women must learn quietly and in full submission. I do not permit a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man. Found the woman was made from man and for man. Women, on average, in general, more gullible, more vulnerable to being deceived than men. Yes, women are more easily deceived than men. That has been the position of the church throughout church history, like all the way up until yesterday, because we see it all the time in our experience. And because the Bible says so. If only men could vote, we didn't have women's suffrage, we would not have one Democrat president in the last 50 years. So no, I don't think women should vote. And it's not just because they vote badly, and they do. Yeah, in general, men vote better than women. They do, because men are less prone to being deceived and they're less emotional. Men were called to make decisions for large groups of people. Women are called to make decisions for the four cute, chubby-cheeked people sitting in her lap. Well, the sword is a phallus, and phalluses belong to men. So no, I don't want women voting in general. Men can bench press more than women, but there's a few women out there that can bench press more than a few men. Certainly, of course.
Oh, geez, you know, I got a feeling I know who's going to be sleeping on the couch for the next 300 years.
Oh no.
Richard's going to be sleeping on the couch, man.
Joel Webbin.
My wife would have killed him in an instant.
Yeah. Mine too.
Just torn him apart. Really, yeah. Seriously. Yeah.
Where are their teeth? Yeah.
I saw a picture of Richard, though, because when you said Richard Webbin, I looked him up and I saw a picture of him and I went, I couldn't get laid. Yeah, that's it. And then, yeah, it always is. It's those nerdy guys that just can't get, you know.
I don't know.
They never wanted me. I'll show them. You know, their fantasy is to have, you know, some robot made from Stepford take, you know, bring them their
Stepford
slippers.
Stepford Tech, yeah.
Yeah. Stepford-wise shit.
The blonde-haired, blue-eyed cheerleader-looks wife with the four kids, he's holding one, she's holding the other three. They're under four, and I really think, yeah, it's that formula.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It is. It's really fucking scary. Mm-hmm. I pray to God that Richard isn't big in America, but he seems to have a very nice website. But it's
Joel Webbin.
I said Richard. Joel Webbin. Yeah, he has a very. I checked out his website. And I got the right response, Bill.
It's the right response.
I got a rash.
The mouse actually tried to bite you when you
searched. That's right. My computer was in flames because I was unholy, because I'm a Satan's child going back.
Oh, dear.
My fingers were on fire.
Randall, where do you find these people? I say, no, they find me. I mean, these
they
people
find you.
They float to the surface. I see this. I won't let my wife read a book I don't approve.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my God. And I just grab them with both hands and hold on.
Yeah, I know. Well,
ride them until the 12-second bell goes off, and then I've won.
Yeah, you're a legend.
Joel
Webbin, ladies and gentlemen. Joel Webbin is our ass hat of the week. I don't know. We used to have ass hat of the week.
Yeah.
Joel seems like a real ass hat. But ladies, I don't know. Is he married? He is married with a couple kids, right?
Yeah, four kids under four.
Four kids, okay.
I think he's gonna be in Trump's cabinet.
Because, of course.
He is royalty. He is Christian nationalist royalty.
Okay, well, there you go.
Anyway.
Well, blessed be the fruit.
In his eye.
Yeah. Okay, well, that probably is a fantastic story to end on there, Randy.
Well, I thought we could play Etta Jones with Stormy Weather as our go out with that.
Stormy Weather.
Yeah. She was the original. Just to give Stormy Daniels a bit of a plug.
Okay, there you go. Well, listen, that's about all we have time for this week. Mm-hmm. And next week, we're going to have fun.
You're going to have Drift
Bus and Blue Gal. You're going to be by the clubhouse, and we'll be talking some stuff with them about politics.
Oh, you sound like Soupy Sales there.
I don't know, man. It got late all of a sudden. I'm doing this podcast late. All right, buddy, man. Thanks for talking to me.
Willie, I love it. Young Willie, I'll talk to you soon.
You will talk to me soon, Randy. Thank you so much for being with me today. And thank you, everybody out there. So good night, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Good night, everyone. Bye. Bye.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together.